The almost 2 weeks have passed after Malaysian plane MH17 crashed. International forensic team still has not made any progress in investigating the tragedy.
I want to stress that we constantly run into provocations of military nature. This is firing, preventing from entering the territory or other obstacles.
According to Chief Monitor of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Special Mission to Ukraine, the experts may get to the site soon.
The International Task Force, we are working, if possible, for tomorrow, within 1 or 2 days, to be there. We are coordinating with all parties on the ground.
However, there may be nothing left on the site to investigate, as Ukrainian army in a course of intense fighting has entered several towns located close to the crash site. Pro-Russian forces accuse Kyiv of attempts to destroy evidence of its culpability in airliner crash by shelling the plane debris. But Kyiv denies the allegations.
At the site of crash, Ukrainian forces do not conduct military operations. This territory is blocked by the terrorists.
Despite calls from the UN to secure safe investigation and commitment of Pro-Russian forces to cooperate in the probe, Kyiv is trying to recapture the territory, which is currently under control of Pro-Russian fighters. According to the Security Council spokesman, forensic experts will be able to work freely on the site as soon as government frees the territory. Officials from Dutch recovery mission say that remains of dozens of passengers from the MH17 flight have been left at the wreckage site in eastern Ukraine. However, the summer heat and military operations in the region leave little optimism for recovering the remains, as well as conducting thorough investigation into the tragedy. Lian Savchuk, Press TV, Kyiv.